Sfarno Parshas Behar B'chukosai. So Parshas Behar begins with the very famous pasuk of Peyomer Hashem L'Moshe Par Sinai, and he talks to them about Kisavol Aretz and talks about Shemitah, Shabbos Aretz, Shabbos Hashem, and Rashi brings the Chazal, Mayin Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Why does it say that they were talking about Shemitah, and it says Behar Sinai? So the Sfarno's explanation of that is that whenever the Torah mentions a place, that means there's some kind of chiddush that happened in that place. So, like the Mekosh Sheitzim, that was a chiddush there, and it says Vayu Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar. When it tells you a place, so then there's going to be some chiddush that happened in that place. What's the chiddush here? We had talked about Shemitah already in Parshas Mishpatim. So Chazal say that just like Mashmita Nemru Klal Sabar Tehad V'Dikukam Yisinei Afkulan. So, what does that mean? You could see Rashi, but the Sfarno says what it means, same as, or similar to the Ramban, that, just like in Parshas Mishpatim, it talks about Shemitah, and it's very Makatzer, it just tells you very little bit about Shemitah. And here in Behar, we have all the details, and here it says, Bar Sinai, to teach you, it wasn't taught here, it was taught all the way back there, in Mishpatim, by Har Sinai. It just there, it said it in a few words, and here it's saying it long words, but everything was taught back then. So to all mitzvahs, everything was taught with all the details back then. Okay, that's the first Rashi. Then we have the first Sfarno, then we have the concept of Shemitah, which is, it'll be a Shabbos Lashem. So the Sfarno always says, remember, we had it by Shabbos in general. When you have Yontov, there's a Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. By Yontov, there's a concept of half of it is for Hashem, and half of it is for you. You could eat half the day, and half of it is for davening and learning and whatever. Shabbos is kula l'Hashem. Shabbos is supposed to be totally l'Hashem. There's no concept of chetzi l'Hashem. So Shemitah is the same thing. Shemitah is supposed to be a year of kula l'Hashem. That the year is betela me'avodas adama. And what are you supposed to be doing when you're not working during that seventh year? You go to kol. You're supposed to be learning the whole year. Similar to like we say in Shabbos Brachos. Okay, that's as far now. And if you do that, then sheish shanim tizra sadecha. That's how you understand it. The next pasuk that says 6 years you work your land. He says, Sfarno says, that's a chiddush. He's saying it'll be a miracle. If you can work your field, if you only take off 1 year and you can work your field 6 years, that's a miracle. Because really, the same field, you can't work every year in a row. Because the field needs a year to be fallow. Because otherwise the nutrients get used up or whatever, won't grow well. So, okay, here, obviously it's a little different in that you're having every field not be used. In other words, normally if you'd be a farmer, you'd have this field planted this year and the field next to it not planted, and you keep switching off so you have enough food. Here, obviously, 100% of them are not going to be working, but he says it'll be an ace that you'll be able to plant 6 years straight and only take 1 year off if you keep the Shemitah. And then after that, after we have the idea of Yovel, the mitzvah of Yovel, that after 7 years of seven sets of 7 years, then the 50th year, we have the shofar trua b'chodesh hazeh, you blow the shofar and you have the year of Yovel. So it says that you will have a year of Yovel. In Pasuk Yudalef, Yovel hi shnas chashim shana tiyalachem. It'll be a Yovel for you. What does that mean to be a Yovel for you? So the Sfarno says that just like other people go free, you also stay free. Meaning it'll be a Yovel for you. It's a positive for you that you won't be under the shibud, under the slavery of other nations. Okay, then we have a very famous Sfarno here, probably one of the more famous Sfarnos, about how Shemitah works. In Pasuk Yud Tes, it says, I will give Nasati Aretz Piriyah V'Achaltam Lasova V'Shaptam V'Tachalel. You'll have plenty of food. And if you will ask, that is, it told you to keep the Shemitah, it told you to keep the Yovel, and it says you'll have plenty of food. But if you'll say, Manu Chal B'Shana Shvius, we're not going to have food. We're not going to work this seventh year. So how are we going to eat? Hey, Lonizim, Lonezim, Tavosina, where's the food going to come from? Vitzivisis, Brachasi, next Pasuk, I will make Bracha B'Shana Ashishis. The sixth year will be a bumper crop. Vasas, Tzvila, Shal, Shana, we'll have plenty of food to last you all the years. So the Sfarno, on Pasuk Kites says, what's going to happen is, you're right. Really, you're not going to plant during that seventh year. And therefore, comes the eighth year, you'll have nothing to eat. But you'll have a little bit left over, and that'll be enough. Nothing special is going to happen in the sixth year. But the little you have left over is going to be enough to make you satisfied, and it'll be enough food, like Yisbarach B'meyav. Ochel kima mizbarach b'meyav. You'll eat a little bit, and it'll be enough. So that's if you have bitachon in Hashem. If you have a lower level of bitachon, then, and you ask, oh no, what's going to be? How am I going to eat on the seventh year? Okay, fine. For you lower people, Hashem is going to make an ace, and the sixth year will be a bumper crop. But the higher level of bitachon is the first way, where you don't ask any questions. You just have bitachon in Hashem, and it'll work out. And it will. You'll eat the same amount. You'll have very little, and it'll be enough. It's almost, you could see it in real life today. You know, there are people who are most in efforts to be learning all day. And there are people who say, I don't know how you're going to live. Be like, okay. And then the people who, you know, people in Eretz Yisrael also, nobody can figure out anybody's finances. How can people live? Is Baruch B'meyav. I don't know, they have what they have and it's good. It's sufficient. They have bitachon, they'll have what they have, they'll have enough. And they have enough, they make it. I'm not talking about every case, but generally, you know, if you have bitachon and Hashem, you can make it on less. It'll be misbarach b'meyav. Hashem gives you what you need. And if you're someone who can't handle that level, so then Hashem, and by the case of Shemitah, will make a nace, and, or a somewhat nace, and make it that the sixth year will be a bumper crop, so you don't have to worry. Okay. And all the way at the end of the parsha, when it's talking, you know, it says, lo sasu lachem elilim apesam atzev lasakimu lachem. All of a sudden it starts talking about worshipping idols. So the Tzvarno, as we always say, is very interconnecting. So the last thing we were talking about was somebody who sold himself to a guy to worship, to work for an Avodah Zarah as a slave. So he says, even if you're at that level, like this guy, like meaning if Klal Yisrael's at that level, they're all meshubit to the Goyim. Like this guy who sold himself to a guy. Don't go for saying, okay, look, we're in another country, we're kicked out, so I'm just going to do Avodah Zarah when in Rome. Right? Don't do that, because I'm still Hashem, your God. And be Shomer Shabbos. Why would you think you have to be Shomer Shabbos? So he said, what's Shomer Shabbos? What's Shomer Shabbos supposed to remind you of? Zechel Tzitz Mitzrayim, when you weren't slaves. But now I am a slave, why should I keep Shabbos? No, you're still Gidin, and you have to keep Shabbos wherever you are. Okay, that's Bahar. Then Bechukosai. So at the beginning of the parasha, it talks about the brachos, and it says, "Zimbechukosai telechu." If you go with my chukim, that means you're knowing with them. And mitzvosai tishmaru. What's mitzvosai tishmaru? This is important. So he says, "Mitzvosai tishmaru is to keep the mitzvahs, as in the details of the mitzvahs, like you pay attention to make sure you do it right, and the mechuvin mehem, and you're also paying attention to what's the point of the mitzvah, what's Hashem trying to teach you." So that's what Shmiras HaMitzvahs is, says the Svarno. Hashgacha ba'ofen afiyasan, asiyasan, the hashgacha in making sure you're doing it right, uba mechuvin mehem, and understanding what you're supposed to learn from them. Because if you do that, then you do it with more baratzon, and it becomes more a part of you, and you do it besimcha, and it affects you more. So that brings you to a high level, and Hashem will make all these good things for you. And one of them is you'll chase your enemies in Pasuk Zion. It says, "Radaftem aseivecha v'naflu lifneichem l'charev." So interesting, the Sfarno sprout here is that means you won't reach them. You'll chase after them. If you look at the Ramban almost addressing this, but the Sfarno says, "Radaftem aseivechem." The Ramban says, and you know, you won't. Anyway, the Sfarno sprout is you will not catch them. They will die on their own accord. You'll just chase them. And they will fall. Not you're going to be mapel them b'charev. They're going to fall b'charev. They're somehow going to die from charev without you even having to catch them. Now this is great. Listen to this. Pasuk Yud says, "V'chaltem yashan noshan." You'll eat old. "V'yashan mipnei chadash tortziu." And old from new you will take out. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means that there'll be so much grain, you'll have the old stuff stored up, but you want to bring in the new stuff into the granary, you'll end up throwing out the old stuff because you got the new stuff. And there's no point. So Yashan mipnei chadash totziyah, you'll get rid of the Yashan because of the chadash. Maybe put another place, whatever it is. The Sfarno's prat like this. V'chaltem Yashan nosh Yashan. So he says this is in general, all these brachas he says talking about losad lavo, when we all do doing everything perfectly and the Shekhin is with us. So you'll eat Yashan Yoshan Noshan, that is there'll be less of the rest of the world around, she yimatu haumos, because it's talking about lasa lavo, and all of them will serve us, so we could do the mitzvos. It will be misparnes without any tzar, and Yashan Mipnei Chadash Totziu means we will export. You got that? Yashan Mipnei Chadash Totziu means export. That is, since we have so much grain, we're not going to be afraid to export the grain that we have because we got so much of it. So even though people can't live without grain, if you have so much, you don't worry about exporting it because you got a surplus. So Yashan, you will export Mipnei Chadash. Yashan Mipnei Chadash Totziu, you'll export the Yashan. Because you have so much chadash, there's nothing to worry about. You have a surplus of grain. So that's what he says that means. Which, if I understand correctly, means to say that everyone's going to be helping the Yidden, and therefore we'll have tons of grain, and then we'll export the rest for the rest of the world. Okay, then, I'll walk amongst you. So this Sforno says, what does it mean to walk amongst you? It means to go everywhere. What does that mean? Now, we know we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so I don't know exactly what he means, because even Las Lava, there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. But what he's saying, this means, I guess, in addition to the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem will be Hisalachti Besochem. That means the Shechina will go everywhere. It won't just be in the Beis HaMikdash. It'll be Vishachanti Besochem. It'll be in each one of us, amongst all the tzaddikim. Anybody has the Shechina will rest on everyone individually. Everyone is a tzaddik. So, and then I will be Payisi Lachem Lelokim. I'll be for you for Hashem. It means directly without any mitzvah, with amazing hashgacha pratis. This is again Lasid Lavo. And then Avatem Tiyuli La'am. You'll want to be for me a nation. You want to be only doing my your ratzon will be to do my ratzon. And then Hashem will be fully with us. But if it's the opposite, Im b'chukosai timaso. So besides that, you're not doing the chukim. You're disgusted by them. Then the next pasuk is strange. The next line, mishpatai tigal nafshechem. If you'll be disgusted by mishpatim. Now, why would anyone, says this one, be disgusted by mishpatim? Mishpatim are the mitzvahs that make sense to everybody. Don't kill. You're disgusted by that? What do you mean you're disgusted by mishpatai? So Sforno says, the answer is the next words. Livilti asos eskol mitzvosai. The reason you're disgusted by my mitzvahs is because, even though they're, by my mishpatim, even though they're obvious, it's because you're trying to get out of doing mitzvahs. You don't want to have to do mitzvahs. You want to be mezana. So you're therefore going to say, oh, the Torah is stupid, even things that are obviously not stupid. You're going to say they're disgusting, they're horrible. It's really just an excuse because you want to do what you want to do. And that's what happened in time of, in the Chazal, it says that Klal Yisrael knew Avodah Zarah was dumb, but it was just a way to be matir lahem arayis befar hasya. So that's what this means here too. Okay, so list many of the klalos. And one of them is, Menasatis pigrechem al pigri gilulechem. So Rashi brings the same chazal the Sforno does, but I don't know if you'd figure it out from reading Rashi, so I'm just going to say it over because the Sforno spells it out better, more. There's a story from Chazal that Eliyahu found a kid who was, you know, in the times when I believe it was the first Beis HaMikdash was surrounded, there was the siege. Not for, you know, Yerushalayim was surrounded and people were dying of starvation. But they were over the Avodah Zarah, and Bayis Rishon says there was this kid that was doing his Avodah Zarah, and he was starving and dying. So Eliyahu HaNavi found him, and he said, just say Shema Yisrael and you'll live. And the kid said, be quiet. Because he didn't want to say the Shem Hashem. He took out his Avodah Zarah, he kissed it, and he died and fell on it. That's the Chazal, like to show you how much they were attached to their Avodah Zarah. But again, Rashi brings it too. That's this pasuk, Venasati es pigrechem, I'll place your bodies, I'll pigre gulechem, on the bodies of your idols. That's referring to that pasuk, to that story. Or I guess being Merami is that story. Okay. And again, we said he understands this to be talking about starting with Bayis Rishon, then going to Bayis Sheni, then going to Achar Sayyamim, not like the Ramban who says this is all Bayis Rishon. The Sforno understands that it's a progression. It starts with Bayis Rishon, then they get kicked out of it, and then they do tshuva, and then in Pasuk Pembev, the Hart Yes Brisi, that's Binyan Bayis Sheni. And then Paharetz Te'azeb Mihem, after that's destroyed, they go into Galus for forever, like in Pasuk Mem. This Pasuk starts in Membeis, that's Bayis Sheni being built. Then Mem Gimel, it's destroyed by Sheni. Mem Dalet is Afgam Zos B'Yasamer, it's Vemel Ahtim, Vagaltim, Lachaferi, Lachalos, Vibritim. And then Pasuk Hei is the ultimate Gula, Vizahai Dilem Risu Shonim. To be to them, Asher Tzitzim, Meretz Vemel, Nea, Akoyim, Lachalim, Lachim, Ani Hashem, that's the ultimate Gula. Okay, and that's it.